Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchas Tefillin, and we're learning Klal Yud Aleph Siman Yud Aleph. So here the Chayodim deals with the issue of a person who is a lefty. So we said before that a person puts the tefillin on his weaker arm, the Yad Keo, so a person who is a righty, his left arm is his weaker arm. But what do we do with a person who is a lefty? His strength is in his left arm. So which arm does he put on? So Itur Yad, and Itur Yad, who does all of his work, everything, or even Roiva the Malachta, the Mishabur says, with the left hand, so put on his left arm, which means his weaker arm, which is the average person's right arm. So he puts on what we call the right arm. A person who's ambidextrous, he'll put on the left arm like everybody else. Now, what about the following scenario? A person who writes with his right hand, but he does all of his other work with his left hand, or the opposite, he writes with his left hand and does all of his work with his right hand. So the Chayyarim follows the opinion of the Ramah. So even though we said before the issue is the weaker hand, and if he does all of his work with his left hand, we would argue that his right hand is his weaker hand. But he writes with his right. See, he does one thing with his right, does everything with his left. His right hand is clearly weaker, but since he writes with the right hand, so he's a righty, and he puts tefillin on the left arm. When he puts the tefillin on the other hand. So why is this? So the hand that you write with is the hand that you tie with. So since he writes with his right hand, he's going to tie the tefillin with his right hand as well, which means he puts the tefillin on the left hand. He uses his right hand to tie the tefillin onto his left arm. If this person does not know how to write at all, so if he does not know how to write, so he would then, it depends on the malachas, again, which hand he does the majority of his malachas with. So in our scenario, which we just gave, where he does all of his work with his left hand, and he writes with his right hand, since this person does not write, he does all of his work with his left hand, so he's a lefty, and he would put tefillin on his right arm. However, this is only if the person was born like this. If he trained himself to do this, so this is machloikas what to do. Now the Mishabur comes out that even if a person who made himself an ether by training himself to do so would have a dinam an ether yad, and he would put tefillin on his right arm. So even though he was born, let's say, as a righty, and whatever reason he trained himself to be a lefty and put his strength in his left arm, so he puts tefillin on his right arm. The Chayyarim sees it as a machloikas, and Mishabur is machriya in that situation. However, this is talking about that we're talking about all of the malachas in general. But if a person does all of the malachas with one hand and writes with the other hand, all of the malachas with one hand and writes with the other hand, but he wasn't born like that. So he was born, let's say in our scenario, doing all of the malachas with his left hand and also writing with his left hand. And he trained himself to write with his right hand. So that's different than the case we're talking about right now, where he's trained himself to do all work with the other hand. So the scenario which the Chayyarim is talking about is a person who was born as a righty and trained himself to do everything with his left hand. But what about a person who was born as a lefty and trained himself to write with his right hand? So according to the Chayyarim, if you write with your right hand, you're a righty. But here, he's not naturally a righty. He only trained himself to do so. So in that situation, even when Mishabur says training yourself is the same thing as if you're born naturally, but this is the exception of if he was does all the malacha with his left hand, and that was his natural hand for writing as well, even if he trained himself to write with his right hand, he would remain the lefty, and he would put tefillin, therefore, on the right hand, not on the left hand. Beshem, tomorrow we will go through, or actually on Sunday we will go through some of the different details the Mishnah Berurah talks about in these scenarios of a lefty-righty. Make sure that we have these halachas very clear. Have a good day and have a good Shabbos.